Well, this summer marks the return of vacations for many. Maybe you're one of them. People are taking to the highways and the airways in record numbers, not seen since before the pandemic, though lately the Delta variant might have something to say about that and discourage a few people from traveling. But a lot of people are trying to make up for the lost summer of 2020. Families are getting together again, and in some cases, it's been more than a year. People are just ready to get out and get away, get out of the house and to do something different. Our own family is gathering in the Sierras in mid-August to pay respects to my brother-in-law, whose own memorial was delayed since last January. And I know a number of you have been traveling or have plans this summer. We all need a break, a chance to get away, to kick back and do whatever it is that helps you feel relaxed and renewed. So Jesus and the disciples were no different. They needed a break in today's gospel lesson, but it didn't happen. Their plans were interrupted. Just look at what had already happened in the sixth chapter of Mark. Jesus sent the disciples out on a mission to share the good news. Their beloved John the Baptist had been beheaded, and Jesus and the disciples fed the 5,000, as you heard last week, and they were exhausted. They couldn't even take a deep breath. Following Jesus was a lot more than the disciples had bargained for. And so Jesus said to the disciples, "Come away to a deserted place and be by yourself, where you can rest for a while. For many were coming and going, and they had not even the leisure to eat." When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him, and they rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard Jesus was. Think of it. The Son of God was interrupted many times. His plans and ministry had to be put on hold in order to respond to the unexpected, the urgent needs of the people every day. And today's incident is just one of many similar recordings in the life and ministry of Jesus. Let's take a look. Jesus responded to the crowds with compassion, not impatience, maybe as we would. You might call it compassion fatigue today. And if the COVID pandemic has taught us anything, it was, as you remember the scenes on TV, the frontline healthcare workers working tirelessly around the clock, doctors and nurses, often burned out in the process, and yet they kept on going. They found a way to continue. They had it in them. And so Jesus and the disciples, they could relate to that because in their day, they just found that extra gear where they were able to go on. Even their desire for a respite and a retreat was interrupted. And so I think there's an important lesson to be learned here today, that God turns interruptions into opportunities for blessings and grace. God turns interruptions into opportunities for blessings and grace. We might be frustrated, impatient, and short with people in a similar situation, but Jesus responded with mercy, compassion, and patience. Those are two words you'll hear over and over again, compassion and patience in today's world. His example might be a very important lesson that we can learn today. In today's reading, Jesus is stressing the importance to the disciples of taking care of themselves, the importance of spending time alone, away from daily demands, and the need for time alone with God. Don't we all need time alone with God? Not just once in a while, but every day if we can get it. But then the unexpected happens. So often, here's the case again today. Jesus and the disciples are discovered by the crowd at their lakeside retreat center. And so, instead of this well-deserved break, wouldn't you know it, they're facing a new crisis. The word was out about Jesus, and people walked 10 miles, 10 whole miles around the end of the lake to reach the point where Jesus and the disciples would land. I guess they saw the boat going across the lake. And they were hungry, hurting, and desperate. Many of them, I suppose, would have been in the crowd when Jesus fed the multitudes that you heard about. And so the plans for the retreat, for the break, the time of rest and prayer that was supposed to be, would have to wait. Their plans were interrupted. Sometimes even God's plans are interrupted. The plans of Jesus, his sons, are interrupted. But when that happens, what can it mean for us? When that happens, we can take the opportunity to draw closer to God and to God's own Son. Have your vacations ever been interrupted? Well, I suppose last summer during COVID, many, maybe most of your plans were interrupted. Many stayed at home or just made short day trips. Vacations and trips had to be canceled or put on hold. But nothing, I suppose nothing could top what Jesus and the disciples face in today's gospel lesson. Jesus is just getting back with the disciples who had been out on this mission, this preaching and healing itinerary ministering in his name. And he wanted them to feel refreshed and renewed in their own faith and ministry. But the multitudes, as often is the case, the multitudes had other ideas. Because someone knew where to find Jesus, and the word got out. And so after discovering where he was headed, it was a mob scene and people crowded around to reach the spot where Jesus and the disciples would be staying. They pressed in around him. They were desperate. We're told that they brought their sick to him on mats. And they were in need of what only Jesus could provide, a word of grace, a word of healing and hope, forgiveness, encouragement. And so, as he always does, Jesus stopped and he responded. While some people might have felt hemmed in, all the pressing around him and the frustration, they might have felt even anger, Jesus responded with compassion and empathy. His response was to minister, to heal, and to teach. He met their needs with mercy and compassion. So it all comes down to this. God cares when our lives are interrupted. Every single time, God cares. God has compassion for us, just like Jesus did for the multitudes. In fact, sometimes it's in the detours and the interruptions. Have you ever noticed where Jesus is most present? It's in the detours and the interruptions where Jesus is most present and likely to be found. We've all had this experience more times in our lives than we would like to remember. For example, things like the lost job, the missed opportunity, the untimely death of a loved one, a difficult diagnosis, COVID cases skyrocketing, and now the new variant, a divorce, emotional turmoil, bankruptcy. Seems to me we've had a number of losses and devastating health issues here in our own church family over the last 6 months. We're still experiencing them, and throughout the unexpected events of a lifetime and disappointments, the heartaches begin to mount up. But in spite of these things, in spite of them, if we take time to seek God with all of our heart and mind, we discover that far from being absent, God is right there in the midst of the struggles that we experience. In fact, God has been there with us all along. Maybe we didn't even realize it. We're too upset or distraught. But the details and the detours of everyday life is where God may be found. Life is what happens when you're making other plans, John Lennon once said. Do you remember that? Thank goodness God is never too busy to notice and doesn't mind if we interrupt him or her. Jesus had other plans, as you saw in this story this morning. And once in a while, we're able to catch a glimpse of God's plan when our lives are disrupted and take on a detour, especially when the unexpected happens. That's where God is most evident. Sometimes God even interrupts our lives and steers us in a different direction. It's kind of like God has that built-in GPS, and you know how when we make a wrong turn, it says, well, just go down to this corner, make a turn, and you'll be back on the right route. I think God is like that sometimes. Here's one such interruption and detour in my own life and ministry. It's a wild story. In 1985, I was in the midst of interviewing for a new church position in Indiana. And on the night before I was supposed to preach in a neutral pulpit, I received a phone call from a small church in West Virginia, about an hour from where my parents lived. And they asked on the eve of my preaching to be somewhere else, if I would consider being their pastor. They had a mutual friend who had recommended me to their search committee. And without knowing why, that invitation seemed compelling. And there was something in me urging to find out more. And so I thought, I need to at least check it out and pursue this mysterious lead. And to make a long story short, I ended up changing direction and accepted the position in northeastern West Virginia. It was really a whirlwind. It felt right, and I didn't even know why. It was a gut feeling. And if I learned one thing at all over life, it's follow your gut. Well, within 6 months, it became clear, because my father developed pancreatic and liver cancer and was only given a short while to live. And so serving a church just an hour from home allowed us to make the most of our time and to participate in his care in a way that wouldn't have been possible if I was serving in Indiana. So what at the time seemed like a detour ended up being a blessing. As the French mathematician Blaise Pascal once said, the heart has its own reasons, which reason alone cannot comprehend. Sometimes God interrupts our plans and redirects our course. It's good for people like me who have a terrible sense of direction. if my wife's not there, I need God to reach in and point me in the right way, or I'd be perpetually lost. But God interrupts and changes our course. It happened to Jesus and the disciples, and he's willing to be there for us in the same way today. He was willing. Jesus took time out of his ministry in order to listen and care for the people, and you know he's going to continue to care for us today. You could say that is his ministry and his mission, to respond to the interruptions was the ministry of Jesus. How many times have we seen him headed in one direction when he turns around and goes somewhere else? And he doesn't mind being interrupted when we have a need. So interruptions are opportunities. I guess it all depends on how you look at it, but Jesus had a different perspective. Instead of being annoyed, he anointed others. And he continues to come to us today by taking our detours and turning them into divine destinations. God never makes a wrong turn. People interrupted Jesus. His own life was interrupted and cut short on the cross when he was only 33 years old. And he wants to tell us today that it's okay to interrupt his plans if something urgent or unexpected comes up that will not wait. You'll never find a do not disturb sign on God's door. And you'll never see a no vacancy sign on God's house. Most of us don't like interruptions, we admit it. But they can be opportunities to discover God's plans for our lives. The word crisis in the Greek New Testament means opportunities. I always remembered that. The word crisis means opportunities. It just doesn't feel like it at the time. But with God, it's always about providing opportunities to draw closer to God and discovering what really matters in our lives. So no matter is too large or too small that we cannot go directly to the Lord of the universe and share our hearts, because the time is always right. The moment is now. Maybe interruptions are really opportunities in disguise. Speaking of detours and interruptions, you might recall that not long after Jesus was born, Joseph was warned in a dream to flee the wrath of Herod, to change course and take a different road out of town on their way to Egypt. Sometimes I think it's the detours and the disruptions that are a paradigm for our lives, and they're important signs to pay attention to. So God encourages us to take time every day to pray and be renewed in the Spirit. Don't wait until you're lost to begin praying. Maybe that's when our prayers are most fervent, but you don't have to wait until you're lost. There will be interruptions and delays and unexpected events around the next corner that we cannot see or plan for. But it's during those times that I hope you'll take the time to notice if something else might be at work here, something you were not expecting. Perhaps God has a message for you. There are many roads that lead to blessings. Many roads, not just the one that we choose, but many roads. It's part of every traveler's journey and every pilgrim's promise. Amen.